Are you still trying to change and not getting it? Today's episode is about the only two ways to change and create change in your life and have change in your life that will be sustained. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Find a Way TV.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen. What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
All right, here's the deal. There's only two ways change is going to occur in your life. There's only two ways. You know, there is this concept that my brother and I have been talking about for a while, and it's really the concept of the difference between seekers and finders. As the personal development realm and industry has really, I mean, we're really in a boom where everybody thinks they're a fucking expert. Everybody thinks they are entitled to teach and make money. And what they don't realize is they get into the industry and nobody gives a fuck because they don't know how to market. They don't know how to become an expert that pushes in the marketplace. I did this for a long time. I thought that because my message is good, because I create massive change with my coaching clients, because the advice I give tends to be very enlightening, tends to be very performance driven. It tends to be very, have a lot of accountability, and it drives performance, it drives results. And I thought because that's the case, the message will just come through and people will sign up and yay, everything's gonna be amazing. Nope. There's this whole other realm, right? So one of the conversations I've had with my coach is that he said, you know, you might be one of the best speakers in the world. And I'm like, wow. And immediately my brain's like, no, it's not. You got Tony Robbins. You got all these different speakers, right? Les Brown and all these different speakers that are amazing in their own right. He's like, no, seriously. He's like, but that doesn't really matter. It used to matter, but it doesn't matter anymore. You know what matters now? Being able to get to the stage. And that, being able to get to the stage as opposed to standing on stage, you get me on stage, I'll create transformation. You give me at least an hour and I will change people's lives from stage. Problem is, can't get to stage. Why? Because there's only two ways to get access to power and change. There's only two ways. The first way, my friend, is that you get lucky and something external happens in your life. Somebody new comes into your life. Some new circumstance comes into your life and you get lucky. You get lucky. You're like, oh man, this is amazing. I met the right person that sent me over to here. There was some circumstance that allowed you to accidentally step into the change that you wanted. Or number two is that change has to come from with inside you. So it's either going to be external or it's going to be internal. 99.9% of the time, it must come internal, and that is the thing that we fail to realize. Because I want you to consider something. I want you to consider the possibility that even when the external circumstance happens, many times it's because of the change that you have created within, right? I had a friend of mine ask me, you know, you're a coach, you do this all the time. What do you think are my top two strengths and my top two weaknesses? And I said, you know, and I didn't respond to her right away. And I gave it some time. And then I finally responded a couple days later. She's like, where the hell are you? I'm like, look, here's the thing. I've been pondering this answer because one of two, for a couple of reasons, but the biggest one is this. I've been pondering this conversation because you're asking for an opinion from somebody. And when you ask for an opinion from somebody, you know what you get? You get their opinion based on what they are obsessed with, right? You ask a spiritual guru, what do you think of my top two strengths? What are my top two weaknesses? And they'll be like, you're not aligned enough with God. You need to align and let everything go and meditate more. That is the answer to your business. That's the answer you'll get. You talk to Gary Vaynerchuk, he'll just be like, you're good at a couple things, but you need to hustle more, right? And that's the message you're going to get. You are going to get, because here's the thing. When all somebody has is their hammer, everything in the world looks like a nail. So to get opinions from other people, to expect other outside circumstances to help you change, makes no sense. It's fundamentally flawed. It's fundamentally flawed. For you to ask somebody else what you should do, for you to ask somebody else, what do you think? Now, it's okay to get data, but we take these things, we get on YouTube, we get on Google, we get on Facebook, and we ask for these things, and then we take other people's opinions as truth, because we are hoping that in order to create change through one of the two avenues, we don't have to do the hard work, which is go inside. I want to have you consider something. The way out of this room that you're in and into a bigger room is through one door, and the door only opens inward. You may get lucky and somebody may open the door from the outside, but chances are, you and I both know that's probably not going to happen. At least that's been my experience. My experience is, I mean, even Malcolm Gladwell talked about this in Outliers. They do all these things. They had all these circumstances in place, yes. And they put in their 10,000 hours of work, right? That is from the inside. They put in the 10,000 hours of work. And then you know what happened? Occasionally somebody would get lucky. Somebody would open the door in and they'd be able to get out. But if you're looking for an absolute way, like today, to make the change today, to start that, you can't make the entire change today, but you can start the change today. And I don't know how long it's going to take for you, but here's what I want you to consider, and I want to leave you with this. Stop looking for external circumstances, for lucky things to happen, for your spouse to help you, for friends to help you, for family to help you. Nobody's coming to save you, just so you know. You have to depend on you. What do you need to do? I want you to look inside and then ask yourself, what do I need to do to make the change come from within? And then you know what will happen? The external circumstances will work in your favor once that happens. Okay, hope you enjoyed this episode. If you guys have any questions, comments, or hallucinations, or emotional overloads, feel free to leave me a comment. Otherwise, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care and go out there every single day and find a way to win.